You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How are you guys today?
Everything's good.
Where are we?
What's that?
Did you say where are we today?
No, I said how are you guys today?
I think we're fine. You're good. Thank you for asking.
I think
I am very good.
Did you go and see Dune?
I did not. I went to see my mom. It was either Dune or Mom.
Mom won.
Mom won this weekend. Yeah. Okay. Dune wins next
week. If I told you that someone said, hey, did you see Dune?
Well, I could give
and
it.
And they said yes. And I said, well, what did you think of it? And their response was, it's not a bad movie. Would that make you want to go see it?
No. That review?
Yes.
That's not a strong... Is that what you said, Slee?
Yes.
It's not a bad movie.
It's okay. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Jeff, zero chance I go to Dune, and I'm predicting zero chance you go to Dune.
There is zero chance I go to Dune, even if Al had come in, because Emily loved Dune.
Loved it.
She loved it.
All in. She says it's one of the most exciting things she's seen. She saw it in a big IMAX theater.
Yeah,
the
heard
thing.
That. 7 a.m.?
It's not my cup of tea to begin with, but Al's It Was Not a Bad Movie. And then later he said, well, I saw it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seemed what Mason was just saying about how you had a choice between going to Dune or going to see your mom.
Yeah, correct.
And it reminds me of this documentary I watched last week about Mike Wallace from 60
Minutes.
Oh, I've
seen that. I actually interviewed the filmmaker for that. Yeah,
and it's
awesome.
It's very good. And one of the people he interviews in there, he's doing a profile, is on Larry King, who was married 7 times before he died.
Believed in love, John.
Yeah, and Mike Wallace said that to him, said, 7 marriages. He goes, why do you keep getting married? And he goes, I'm a sucker for love. I fall for it. And he goes, why do you keep getting divorced? He goes, I think I can summarize it with this story. He goes, if I'm out somewhere and I come back and I have 2 messages, and the first message is CNN called urgent. And the second message is, your wife called urgent. I call CNN. And I thought, I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I'd like, if I had Lisa urgent, Lakers, or ESPN LA urgent, I'd call Lisa first.
Wait a minute. What if you had Lisa urgent and Lakers urgent?
I would call Lisa.
Would you?
Because I think.
You wouldn't call Tim.
Yeah, I would. I think Tim would yell at me if I didn't call Lisa first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Well, that's a good sign.
I think Tim would kill me if I called him first.
He would add a call.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Call them both. Tim.
Yeah, bring them both together.
But I thought, when I saw that, story right there is why Larry King got divorced 7 times.
Oh, look.
If you value your...
You're one of those 2 people, right?
Of course. Your work more than your relationships, then... No wonder he, 2 things. No wonder he had a great career, and no wonder he was married 7 times.
Yeah. It's very hard to be great at 2 things at the same time.
Right.
Right? And that's whether you're a CEO, whether you're a journalist.
Athlete.
To be an athlete.
It's also why when I hear stories like this recently happened with Shohei, he announced he got married. When Tiger Woods got married, I just happened to be around another golfer on the tour that week. And the guy goes, oh, thank God. Now we'll have a chance. Because when he was solely focused on golf, nobody could touch him. But when he started living his regular life, as we saw, it brought in a whole bunch of other elements, and he stopped winning everything.
Wait a minute. So you're saying the marriage is what hurt his golf game? Or?
100%.
Well,
really?
The residue.
I think it's kind of the. Well, I mean, maybe Tiger's. I said last week. I think it's the opposite. Because dating is super. I mean, Slee, you went through this at some point. Everybody's gone. Gone through. dating is like a full time job.
Sure.
I've got this person. I got this person. I got this. I like that one. I don't like that. You know, it's like a full time. You're dating. I was never good at dating multiple people, but I know people who date multiple people at the same time. That takes up a lot of your headspace.
I think that's what got Tiger in trouble is what you just described.
The extracurricular love life?
It wasn't that he was married and his wife was, you know, breaking his chops about, why are you on the road when you could be here with the family?
Yeah,
or
right.
I need you to drive them to the piano recital.
The extracurricular.
It was trying to keep his life organized until it wasn't organized.
Right.
I always thought that he should have gone full black hat after that happened.
I don't think he has it in him. Not everybody does.
And just, you know, basically become Ken Stabler. do whatever you want.
You know? Do we know he didn't do whatever he wanted?
No, but
because it was a while before he ultimately wind up with Lindsey Vonn and but something happened.
Well, he's had several long term girlfriends since his wife.
Right. I mean, there's a Perkins pancake in almost every town down south.
there's no Perkins pancakes here.
No, we've got like
IHOP and Denny's.
Yeah, IHOP and
is
Denny's.
Is Perkins like equivalent of an
IHOP?
It's
like Waffle House. I think
it is I think it's more IHOP than it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's very IHOP.
You're not a Waffle House is for dropping down one?
Yeah,
two?
Here's the thing. Waffle House is delicious. The scatter.
Have you ever eaten at a Waffle House of sound mind and body?
You know, it's good when you're messed up. It's good when you're messed up. But those hash browns, the scattered, smothered, covered, whatever they do down
I'll
there.
I'll ask the question again.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten at a Waffle House when the sun's been
so
up.
So good.
Okay. And I've only eaten there at the end of a very long night.
Well, the greatest...
I would say that's probably...
The greatest
scene
is in Tin Cup is when, I think her name is Noreen, she gets some money and she goes, I'm going to take everybody else for a nice dinner. And they'll go, great, let's go to the Waffle House. Goes, no, we can go someplace good. We don't have to go to the Waffle House. And the other guys all go, I'm not going if we don't go to the Waffle House. And they end up at the Waffle House.
Saturday Night Live did a sketch where somebody was outside the Waffle House and slowly this fight broke out inside and there's chairs being thrown and all. It's very, very funny. But I think weird things happen at the Waffle House in the middle of the night.
Oh, it's a safe bet.
At 2 a.m., a lot of weird things happen everywhere.
Waffle House, maybe 10, 20, 50, 80% more.
Yeah.
Did you watch SNL this week?
I did.
What'd you think?
Terrible.
John,
I thought it was
did
one
you
of
see
the worst.
It?
I thought it was one of the worst SNLs of the year.
Really?
I thought exactly the opposite.
Okay.
I thought it was, I think it's the fifth one they've done. Might have been my favorite one.
Now, you know, the
Nate Bargatze is the best one I've seen this,
the
was that this season.
The reviews are in and are they're terrible. Yeah, for that,
it depends,
for that show
it depends
Saturday
what
night.
Reviews you read.
What did you like about it? What did you hate about it?
The trick for a good SNL is that the host doesn't take themselves too seriously, and Sydney Sweeney did not.
Okay.
She basically made fun of everything that people say about her. She made fun of her chest. She made fun of the fact that everybody says she's sleeping with Glenn Powell.
Mm-hmm.
She made fun of the fact that she has only been in like two things and nobody knows who she is. I thought the Hooters sketch was an all-timer.
I didn't see that. I thought the Bo and Yang one was reasonably funny.
Bo and Yang one was funny.
I like the one where
they're straight guys.
Yes.
The two interns are hoping to crack cold cases.
I thought the first joke in that one where they're like, they're like, we can't find this guy. And they're like, oh, we found him. He's right here.
Yeah.
That one joke was funny. Then the rest of the
skit. Rest of it was like, found him. And then the other one was terrible. The one where she was, what was she in the other one? It was another one that it was the same. The Hooters one was fine. I just felt like it was like one trick pony. I just felt like the sketch, the what they did was she's hot and all the bits are going to revolve around
I love
she's
the,
hot.
The cheerleader who wanted to date whoever was the most popular and she and
Air
so
Bud.
There was an Air Bud was the most popular so she tries to date Air
now
Bud.
I will say she is absolutely beautiful.
Yes, she is.
She's a beautiful girl.
And I finally watched Anyone But You, which I thought was great.
Oh yeah, it's super,
so
it's
probably
really good.
I'm probably biased.
Okay, I saw a trailer for Anyone But You.
Yeah.
It was on Amazon and it was the trailer was 9 minutes long. It was the longest
trailer.
It probably wasn't nine, but it was at least five.
Yeah.
It was super long.
Dune should have been a 9 minute trailer.
Yeah. So that was your argument about Dune too long?
By the way, anyone but you, theaters.
Hour and 40 minutes. Boom.
Yeah.
I've gone to theaters where there are 3 hour movies or close to that.
Yeah.
This one, I was looking at the clock a couple times.
Yeah.
There's.
You went to the can a few times, I heard.
One time.
One time.
Just one time.
Yeah, see, I the Fremen, the Harkonnen, I went back and I watched Dune 1 so I would know all the stuff to watch Dune 2, and then Mom won out over Dune this weekend.
So, on Netflix when it says, hey, this is only available until this date, and it's always usually just a few weeks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I knew that I'd heard Emily talk about the second edition of Dune, the sequel, and Dune pops up on my feed. It says only available for another couple of weeks. I'm like, I'll give it a try. And I turned it on and I watched it for 10 minutes and it was no.
Yeah, I mean, some people
definitely
are
not up our alley.
Some people are science fiction people, and some people are not science fiction people. You're probably not a science fiction person.
I like Star Wars, but I was 10.
I put Star Wars into the category of more fantasy than science fiction.
Like, but that's like the only series in that lane, general area of the store
Star Wars,
is
yeah.
Star Wars. Like, never a Star Trek.
Never Alien, never any of that stuff.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
If you weren't into it, then you're not getting
it. If you're not a science fiction person, forget it.
Emily loved it. Her review was different than Al's.
A little different. She's very excited about it. I mean, that's like, this is her Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, it's a big week for him because also it's the Oscars on Sunday.
She said you're putting her on the little Culture Pop. Uh-oh.
Bad news.
Oh. She got bumped. Oh, did you know that? Emily, did you know that until just now?
I could tell that I probably was getting bummed because she had to put up a tie.
Your availabilities, we do the show while you're doing this show, so it's very difficult.
Who did she get bumped for?
Josh Larson from the Film Spotting Podcast, who knows as much about movies as them.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm sure he'll be lovely.
Will you agree to be rebooked, or will you take this personally?
I'm available whenever.
So Monday we're going to do a live. Monday morning we're going to do a live show on YouTube. You want to come on there?
Sure. What time?
Okay. 9 a.m. It's right in the middle of your prepping.
We'll do our prep early.
We'll have you on there.
Emily just doesn't come back till noon.
she's going to take the extra hour. You and Bergman are going to do a live Dodger show at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, we are. 3 a.m.
John, are you participating in said show?
We're going to call him.
Okay. Are they going to do it?
If I'm awake, I'll answer the phone.
John, will they do
it? Well, that's right. You don't sleep.
No, this is like Mason saying he's going to stay for the second half of a Laker game. He never stays.
Sabado Gigante. I was here on a Saturday for Sabado Gigante.
It's 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
I did.
It's on a Tuesday. That's the problem.
Yeah, I did Domingo Gigante.
This is not happening.
I did Lunes Gigante.
Does it motivate you to do it more when he says no?
Or it absolutely does. I'm so here now that he's questioning it.
You know,
definitely
it's
doing
3 a.m. Is that a stay up, or a get up?
That's a get up. I'm sleeping till 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lunes Gigante.
It's a good one. It was a big show.
Just because it's Shohei's first, it'll probably be Yamamoto's first. You can't just catch it on YouTube later that morning.
It kind of sucks that it's on in the middle of the night, right?
I mean, well, it's in Korea.
It's in Korea.
They're either going to play it in the middle of the night or it's going to be
in
the middle
of the night. I
will
say this. When I was in China with the Lakers, and the Dodgers were in the playoffs because we were there in October, and the playoff games were on at 2 in the morning. I actually had fun getting up to watch the playoff, but they were playoff
games. How long were you in China for?
8 days.
So you acclimated to the time zone?
No.
No? So were you still screwed up the whole time? Was it like watching it at a regular time?
Yeah. But I would say 2 o'clock, so I'd set the alarm for 2. And if I fell asleep, I'd wake up and I'd watch the game until 5 and then just get ready for the basketball game that night.
Sleep, you coming in?
3 a.m. show. Come on, Slee. No, he's a Padres fan.
Text me if Cronenworth gets a hit.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know.
Kim could have a big week.
Yeah, he could get a couple of
Darvish is dealing, let me know.
Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. So what's going on, people? So I was out at you'd be proud of me, John. It's out in the desert with my mom and not stepdad Leo. We go to this Chinese Asian restaurant. They had all kind of Japanese, Chinese.
Okay.
It was called Da Chef Noodle. D-A Chef Noodle.
Okay.
The waiter was one of the rudest waiters I have ever had.
Just ever. Didn't get it.
Grunting, basically grunted out our orders to us.
Just not happy to be
terrible.
There, wanted nothing
terrible.
To do with you. Did you, as you normally do, stiff him with no tip?
Well, here's why we didn't. Because my mom and not stepdad Leo say he's like this every single time they go. That he's always the monosyllabic grunter that he was on Saturday night. So I'm like, well, if this is a gig, here's 20%.
Yeah.
Screw it.
Yeah, I would tip him. I've always said for bad service, you will not tip.
Because this guy always gives bad service, I think he was performing to his capabilities. So I gave him the tip.
As a former, I've been a bartender, I've been a waiter, I've been a dishwasher. I've had like every job in restaurants. And you never know what's going on in somebody's head. So I always just tip them, even if they're having a bad day.
What's going on inside this, if he had a thought balloon,
yeah,
it would say, oh, God, more customers. It was
rough.
He
might not want to be in the service business.
No, had no
Perhaps
interest
should
in it.
Perhaps find a job in computers.
Yeah, nothing, something like that.
So, Mace, I saw a TikTok of yours over the
weekend. Okay, what did I do?
You were sitting in a chair with your not-stepdad Leo and your mom.
Mm-hmm.
It was very funny, actually.
They were kind of
bickering.
Bitching back and forth.
Yeah,
they were bickering.
It was actually
pretty
funny.
You just put it on TikTok?
Yeah, went on TikTok.
Right. And I also saw Instagram story that you called me out on. I thought that was very funny.
What did I call you out for?
You're walking and you're like, no, so this is for Greg Bergman because he thinks my story sucked.
I did do that.
So well done.
I'm using that stuff.
On both of them. Well done.
Thank you.
You're getting better.
I'm getting better. I'm learning. So I saw an article about players most likely to challenge LeBron for 40,000 points.
Yeah.
Here is one.
I think there are two that jump out in my mind, but go. I'll see if my two come up.
So the one that seems the most probable is Luka.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one more.
Who do you have as the other one?
Wemby.
Wemby. Okay.
Yeah.
So Luka, here's how he gets to 40,000 points. If he averages 1,800 points per season for the next 22 seasons, he will surpass 40,000 points. 22 seasons from the point he's at right now if he's averaging 1,800 points a season. I mean,
how many points a game is that, does it say?
Does not.
I think Luka can average 25 a game for the majority of his career.
He eclipsed 1,500 points in each of his first six seasons. He's averaging 1,800 points per season. So if he does it for 22 more years, he passes 40,000. Never happening. This is like, I think this is the equivalent of Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak. I think it's the equivalent of Cy Young's 500 wins. I don't think anybody is going to challenge this number.
So 18,000.
I will say this. When I used to say 7-8 years ago that LeBron was going to catch Kareem, everybody thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
So 1,800 points over an 82-game period is about 22 points a game.
So if he averages 22 points a game for the next 22 years, he will
the
hit
22
40,000.
Points is not a problem. The 22 years might be.
Yeah. I mean, that's I just think it's a staggering crazy. And you know what sucks is Denver has been here for they've spoiled everything. They spoiled opening night. They spoiled Kobe's statue night. They spoiled LeBron's 40,000. Is anything happening the next time they play?
That did all, Brian, lead to a very good Stephen A. Smith rant. Because he finally realized that every time, like opening night, big night.
Yep.
Kobe statue night, big night. LeBron passing 40,000, big night. Loss, all to Denver. Here's Stephen A.
I'm quite disgusted. And I'd like to say that to the American people right now. Opening night, the Lakers open the season, they lose to the Nuggets. The night that Kobe statue is revealed, they lose that night. Tonight, LeBron James surpasses 40,000 points, the only player in NBA history to ever do it. They lose that game. Seems like the big moments the Lakers don't measure up to. That's number one. Number two, we look at D'Angelo Russell. Let me dissect this. Did I applaud that brother in the first half?
Yeah.
13 points?
You did.
4 points the second half. 4 points. That's number two. Number three, let me get to the biggest point. The biggest point that I want to make. Because, see, LeBron James had 26-9. LeBron James shot 60% from the field. What did I say, Big Perk? What have I been saying? I said you ain't gonna stop Jokic, which didn't happen. But what you have to do if you're Anthony Davis is nullify what he gives you by making sure you give the same. You can't have Nikola Jokic dropping 35 and Anthony Davis answering with 17. You just can't do it. If you are the Los Angeles Lakers and you've got championship aspirations, the big boy, who is an all-star and a superstar talent in this game, has to show up and give me a little bit extra when that other superstar, who's a reigning defending NBA champion, okay, when that brother shows up. I didn't see that tonight.
Is that a fair criticism?
Fair criticism, yeah. I mean, he didn't defensively didn't slow Jokic down and didn't have a big night offensively.
Well, and the other thing is the Lakers are getting killed on the boards.
Yeah, just defensive killed. Rebound is terrible.
And so is offensive rebound.
Yeah.
So that's got improved. And by the way, this week is a gauntlet.
Yep.
Oklahoma City tonight, they're in first place in the West. Wednesday, Sacramento, who always plays the Lakers tough. Friday, Giannis and Milwaukee, who have seemed to have figured some things out. Sunday, the team that's half a game out of first place, Minnesota. And so four games this week, all hard, and they need to win because, Mace, it's set up for them.
Yeah.
Devin Booker sprained his ankle yesterday.
Yeah.
He's going to be out for 2 weeks.
Right.
Phoenix has the toughest schedule remaining. They're a game and a half behind them. They can go to the seven, the six. It's all there, but the Lakers have to pile up wins. And I don't know if they can get them against this schedule.
Yeah, this is a rough schedule. And I'll tell you one thing. After watching that game and after seeing the last two games, there's no way the Lakers can take 4 of 7 from Denver. Just cannot. It just
will
never happen.
I'll take it a
step
further. I don't think there's a team on earth that can take 4 of 7
you think
from
so?
Denver.
So you think they're going to win it all?
I think they're going to do what they did last year, which is not go to 7 games in any series.
Wow.
They're going to win them every series in 4, 5, or 6.
And Jokic is just...
He's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And Michael Porter went 10 for 10.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray was great.
Problematic, yeah.
They're starting to ramp up their defense. They did this without KCP.
Yep.
They're just really, really, really good. And they're now clearly, to me, the team to beat. They're better than Boston.
They did it without KCP, and Justin Holiday went off.
Michael Porter went off. Michael Porter is the only player ever in NBA history to go 10 for 10 with 5 threes. It's never happened before.
It's also Denver. When I watched that game, Denver, every single time down the floor, you expect everybody to run an offense, run a set, run something in every single time in half-court offense. They legitimately have sets every time out. And it's Jokic pointing out. He's like, okay, Jamal, go down to the middle. Okay, you go over there. And they have a full-on play. I don't feel like that way with the Lakers every single time. It's a lot of, all right, LeBron, what are you going to do?
And Jokic, to me, the reason he's so good is he can score even when you play perfect defense.
Right.
And you can be all over him, and he still scores. He's that good.
So this week, BB Go Fifth Row Fridays, going on now. Start paying attention, giving you an early heads up. This is for the game on Sunday against Minnesota. Big game against Minnesota on Sunday. Got to be able to answer all 5 questions correctly this week for a chance to be in the 5th row at Crypto, courtesy of BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. John, betting in California. Found a way to do it totally legally, totally cool.
What?
We'll do it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're hiring, did you know it can take up to 11 weeks? On average, to hire for an open position, that's 2.5 months. You don't have that kind of time. If you're listening today, listen closely to this. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. How fast? ZipRecruiter can work with you. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So they can work with you right away. My buddy Ian Siegel, who invented ZipRecruiter, puts it this way. They don't leave anything to chance. They match your job with somebody else's skills, and they put the two of you together. So go to that website and try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, man, are you in on Cheetza? Do you know what Cheetza is?
I don't.
Okay. So do you know? Do you guys know what Cheetza is?
No, but you got my attention.
Yes, was it? I do.
So Cheetza is something they're now serving at KFC. Mm-hmm. It is like a chicken.
Combination of chicken and pizza?
It's like a chicken breast covered with sauce and cheese, and you eat it like a slice of pizza. Now, how do we feel about that?
I'm in.
Totally.
I'll try it.
It's kind of good, right?
Yeah. Is there any like bread
KFC?
Underneath that?
Yeah, KFC.
Who has KFC back there?
Who sits there?
Yeah, somebody.
All right. Radio Michael fan, Coconut Michael.
Excellent.
Says you are off in your calculations.
Oh, no.
And not surprisingly, you screwed up the math.
Okay.
1,800 times 22 is 39,000 points.
Oh, that's right.
That doesn't make any sense. Luke already has 11,000 points.
And he's 26?
He needs 29K, which is another 16 seasons. At 1,800 per season. So he's the guy to watch.
Yeah.
I think Luka or Wemby. He could do that. 16 seasons at 1,800
I got that directly from The Athletic, by the way. So damn you, Athletic.
There you go.
I pay you money for this.
All right. So how can I legally gamble in California?
So we have a brand new partnership with a company called Kutt. K-U-T-T. And they are a legal betting app. It's legal here in California. And they give you a way to make bets peer-to-peer. So, for example,
I could bet you.
You could bet me for cash on Kutt. Or you could bet somebody else who happens to be on Kutt. And, Bergman, you've been betting all weekend.
I've been betting all weekend. I think I made close to 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, I've made 10 bets over the weekend. And I won most of them.
Are you up or down?
I'm up.
He's
so, I put $50 in. They gave you a 10%. They matched
bonus,
you 10%
yep.
bonus. And I sold at 55. I'm at 85 now. So I made $30.
$30. Nice going.
Betting anything from $2 to $15.
Exactly. And so right now, we want you to go to download the Kutt app today. That's K-U-T-T. Or you can go to their website, Kutt.com. Use code ESPNLA for a 10% deposit bonus. And at the end of the show today, I will bet some actual real cash money against a Mason and Ireland listener.
I love that.
Yeah.
And also, it's ESPNLA, one word. Don't put a space.
Yeah, ESPNLA, and that's Kutt. Download the Kutt app, K-U-T-T, or go to their website, KUTT.com.
Hey, can we talk for a second about Chris Mortensen?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so Chris Mortensen passed away over the weekend. He was 72. But what I've been watching with both the retirement of Peter King last week and the passing of Chris Mortensen this weekend is both those guys are good examples. This is a very cutthroat business,
sure.
And it is loaded with a-holes. Just every place I've ever worked, there have been a-holes.
Yep.
And those guys are a testament to you don't have to be a jerk to be phenomenally successful.
Sure.
Both of them. By any measure. Well, they're both in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but by any measure, you watch the reactions pouring in from people that used to work with Mortensen,
yep.
who work with him now. Daniel Jeremiah, who was one of Mort's proteges, mm-hmm. broke down crying over the weekend because he said, this guy gave me my career.
Sure.
He said he doesn't, without Chris Mortensen, I don't have any of this.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to do it. He didn't even know me. He let me follow him around as an intern, and he took a liking to me, and he encouraged me to do it. And as big of a hail fellow well met to Chris Mortensen, who was born in the South
Torrance,
Bay.
Torrance, right?
Yeah, in Torrance. His first job was at the South Bay Daily Breeze.
Oh, wow.
And then went on this kind of wild odyssey. He was one of the first insiders. He left print and went to ESPN, went to TV, and then broke like 1,000 stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had been ill. He was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2016. He kind of got through that.
Yep.
But then the cancer came back. He left a year ago. But I encourage you to read the reaction of his passing from all the people that used to work with him.
Yeah.
And you'll just be blown away by how everybody was affected by this guy.
I saw Schefter this morning. Schefter said, you know, they knew he had been sick for a long time.
Yeah, they knew it was coming.
But Schefter had just spoken to him and said it came as a surprise that he couldn't have imagined that it would happen that fast. So
Peter King said that when he announced his retirement last week, Mortensen called him. to congratulate him, and he didn't even know he was hurting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he died, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think he passed away on Sunday.
Well, but, fellow well man.
Yeah, and he was on nice our show man. A bunch of times and was loved the South Bay, loved baseball. Loved, yeah. You know, he covered the Braves for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He had a great, goofy spirit about him, and I think he's left a good roadmap for people that are, like all these young insiders now
yes.
who think they have to kill each other to get the story. He just never did that.
No, never did. Never yeah, did.
Good for him.
Yeah, and is going to be fondly remembered forever.
And, you know, it's funny. Like, I'm right now I'm watching NFL Live.
Yep.
And Peyton Manning's on there talking about Mortensen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Manning liked him because he felt like he could trust him. And so even when he was on a leave with ESPN dealing with the throat cancer, Manning called him and said, I'm going to the Broncos and I want you to break it. Because Mortensen had kind of taken care of Manning throughout his career. So Mortensen broke that story from his hospital bed
yeah.
because he had all that cachet with those guys. So good for him.
So you're watching NFL Live. I'm watching the Dodgers. They're up 6-0.
That's old.
Oh, this is this is a former game?
It's a squeeze play.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a squeeze play? Oh, no wonder the game's moving so quickly.
They're also not playing today.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, but it's still, the game is on.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like the squeeze play.
It's new to
it's
you.
Coming. It's new to me. I didn't watch this game. Dodgers up 7-0, by the way. I'll keep you up to date on the squeeze play all afternoon long.
You think Shohei will get a hit?
I didn't see this game, so I don't know. I'm guessing yes. So, yes. Okay.
What you're talking about, I can't do.
Which is?
Watch sports tape delayed.
I can't either. I can't.
Well, you're doing it now. You just said you just made an impassioned
plea. I only watched it because I didn't think it was. I thought it was a real game.
Pull the wool over your eyes and tell you it's live when it isn't. Then you can watch.
Correct. Okay. Then I'm totally fooled.
Yeah.
I like the squeeze play. The squeeze play is a good feature. They do Lakers compacto, don't they? It's another
never,
one.
Never
you
watch
the game really fast.
Never watch either one of them.
Yeah.
Love it. If you miss the game and you watch it in the morning, the squeeze play. Perfect. You
Done.
See every out.
And it's like in an hour,
watch,
right?
I got to watch sports live or I'm out.
Yeah, I can never. I'm never the guy that's able to DVR and say, yeah, but we'll start it when I get home.
All right. So everybody's making a big deal out of a breaking news story that just broke. To me, if the opposite of this happened, would be breaking news.
Okay.
The breaking news is the Broncos have told Russell Wilson they're releasing him.
Right.
Wouldn't it be breaking news if they told him they were going to keep him?
Yeah, I mean, this was expected, right?
They benched him. We've been talking about Russell Wilson leaving the Broncos for a year.
Yeah, I mean, they benched him the last two games. So they didn't have to guarantee 2025. So, yeah, no, it's not a surprise. Now, where he goes is going to be interesting.
Oh, Mace, disappointed. Shutout's over.
Oh, damn. 7-1. The Rockies have scored yesterday.
Yeah.
The Rockies just scored yesterday. Damn. By the way, Shohei Ohtani, according to our friend Ed Hart, is batting a cool 714.
Yeah, he might actually be worth $700 million.
Mark Cates, who's one of our ace MCs here, was at spring training over the weekend. He said, you cannot imagine what a gigantic
deal. He is.
He says it's undersold.
Yeah, he is the ultra. You know, I've always talked about over the years, there have been stop what you're doing players. Like when Vladimir Guerrero got really hot
sure.
or Mike Trout got really hot. He's kind of the ultimate stop what you're
oh
doing player,
God.
Isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he is.
Like,
he is.
I could be going to a memorial service for somebody, and if I walk by a TV and Shohei was up, I'll go late.
He said that,
that
the capacity of that place is maybe 18,000. He said there were 30,000 people there. He said when Shohei stepped to the plate, it was silent, and everybody had their camera out to take a video of Shohei getting another hit.
He came through, too. He went 3-for-3, hit a triple.
Yep.
Sedano was there. I got him a credential for
oh,
the game.
Oh, really?
So
he went?
When he gets here later, you should talk to him about
it. Yeah,
because
he was working the Suns game in Phoenix.
Dodgers just got out of that inning. Still 7-1.
Good. Well, way to go. Way to go. But the top three, Mookie, Ohtani, and Freeman, went 7-for-9 yesterday with 4 RBIs.
Wow.
So that's
yeah, they're
kind
not
going
to be any
expect.
Fun to watch this year.
Save it for October, guys.
Right.
Save it for October.
But if they do that just even semi-consistently, that's dangerous.
No, crazy. So we're going to start doing Wheel of Questions in a new way. Because we ran out of questions. Let's be honest. We've done every hypothetical question imaginable. So we are turning this part of the show over to our producer, Laura Romo. Is Laura there?
I'm here.
Right
oh, yeah. So, Laura, but sneak preview. How are you going to handle Wheel of Questions?
Today, I'm going to do something that you guys would do, but moving forward, it's going to be more personal.
Okay, good.
All right, good. We'll do that coming up.
All right, personal questions with Laura, coming soon. In the meantime, let me tell you, there are highs and there are lows in life. Last week, I mentioned this. I was pretty down for whatever reason. Sometimes you're just depressed for no reason. Sometimes you're anxious for no reason, or you're overwhelmed at work, or struggling in your relationship, or whatever that happens to be. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey together. Let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, Laura, what do you got?
All right. So like I said, this is an homage of you guys. So okay. If you guys could spend a day talking to an animal, not a personal pet, okay? No mm-hmm. cheating. What animal would you choose and what would you want to learn from that animal in Ireland?
Okay, for me it's in between a shark and a lion.
You'd like to talk to a shark?
I would like to talk to a shark because I'd like to find out what to do if I don't want to get eaten by a shark.
Oh, I see. The tricks of the trade. Yeah, how to avoid
what
it.
What makes you go after someone? Like there's an old theory that
scent.
A blood, like sharks
sure.
Like gravitate to blood.
Yeah.
But I know here comes Michael.
Oh!
Well, Michael's an island boy. He grew up near sharks. He'll So Michael, if you could talk to any animal, are you going shark or are you going something else?
No, I know what animal I want to talk to.
What is it?
Because it is probably an animal that we all underestimate, a killer whale. Have you seen what they do to great whites?
I saw orcas. There was a pod of orcas down in La Jolla they spotted not too long ago.
I would want
That's
to know,
a good answer.
Should we be afraid of you guys?
Because hell yes.
Those suckers are mean.
They're taking down boats.
But they're not known
But they're so nice at SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah.
They're not known as man-eaters, though. But boy, they have been on a rampage lately.
Yeah.
So what's going on? I'd like to know what's going on with you killer whales.
They're rioting.
Yeah.
Rioting orcas.
Exactly.
All right, Brian, you can talk to any animal. What one?
I think I'm going to go with an eagle.
An eagle?
Yeah, I want to see what their perspective is, you know, from way up in the sky.
They've seen
that's
it all.
That's a good
exactly.
answer.
Yeah, I like
Bergman,
that.
What are you going with?
I'm
going
to go with a squirrel because I want to see if they're messing. Well, wait. Hey, no. Before, why are you going after me? You're going after me. I don't even answer.
That's,
let me answer
any
first.
Animal in the world and you're going with
that's
squirrel.
Just a rat with a tail.
Okay. By the way, Mace, rats have tails.
Yeah, but I mean a fluffy tail. They're fluffy. They're just rats with fluffy tails.
Can I give you my answer?
Okay, fine.
Jeez, you're going to make fun of me before I even give the answer.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to make fun of you no matter what you say.
No, after you're done, we're going to make fun of you, too.
What's interesting about a squirrel?
Okay, I want to know what they're doing to my dog. Like, are they messing with my dog on purpose, running around, trying to get their attention, and also what they're doing outside? Like, when I'm walking, Lola.
Let me give you a couple of hints.
Nuts. You have wasted a golden opportunity. Laura has given you a golden opportunity to speak to any creature on Earth, and you're going
You're
squirrel.
Choosing a shark, and you're
exactly.
like, you're afraid of them and won't go near them, so why would
no,
you go
that's
talk
why
to
I want to find out what.
This is a practical thing that I can learn from and help
really,
my dog.
Like, seriously, yeah. Tiger, no, cheetah.
Just because it's a big
shark,
animal that makes
killer
it better.
Whale, hawk, grizzly bear, eagle.
You're wrong.
Yeah, squirrel.
This ranks right up there when I asked you what the scariest movie you saw as a kid was, and you said Ernest Scared
okay,
Stupid.
So
you
again,
wanna
be, you as wanna a be kid, Rocky. As a kid, that was the scariest movie. What?
You want to be Bullwinkle.
Right. Yeah, right.
You want
flying
to talk
to Rocky?
Yeah.
Linda?
Awesome.
Or Linda?
Linda.
Where's
have you
Linda?
Met Laura?
Linda's in town.
Who's Linda?
You
Linda.
No,
she's
in town right
yet,
now.
Mace. You have an answer.
Oh, I'm going elephant. I love elephants.
Ah.
They are gentle, wise creatures with tremendous memories like me. They remember everything. I remember everything. And I would try to learn. I've been around elephants. I try to learn peace from elephants.
So you know what is the weirdest thing? Elephants have always been a thing for you.
Yes.
You've always loved elephants. The elephant is the symbol of the Republican Party.
Yeah,
and you are like as opposite of that as you can.
It's also
be.
It's also Ganesh, the remover of obstacles. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a donkey. I didn't want to talk to a donkey.
Well, Bergman might after the squirrel.
After the squirrel, yeah, sure.
She's probably more. In-
Laura, what are you going with?
When I was little, I was obsessed with koalas, so I would want to talk to a koala because they're like cute, and everybody thinks they're not.
They're mean, but they're actually mean little buggers.
In that Anyone But You movie, a guy talks.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
The koala.
No, yeah. Koalas are mean little buggers.
Yeah, so I would want to talk to a koala.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, did you find yourself singing Natasha Bedingfield "Unwritten" after you watched that movie?
Yes.
It's Glenn Powell's Serenity song,
yes,
quote unquote, and you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah,
after you watch that.
Where
movie.
Is that song from? From the hills. Yeah. That was a big one. Yeah,
you're all jerks.
Well, you picked a squirrel. We didn't make you pick a squirrel.
I was asked to choose an animal.
Yep.
I chose an animal that I think is practical.
It's a bad choice.
You are never going to get a chance to talk to any of these animals. That's I can actually talk to my animal.
You can't talk to your animal. Yeah, your animal can't
it's
talk
outside
back.
My house
the idea
right
is
now.
Have a conversation with your animal. Yeah. You can't have a conversation unless we don't know
Greg,
something.
Can you record this conversation you have with the squirrel?
I want to
see you talk to the shark and see what happens.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, you'll be dead.
You mentioned shark. I want to know something. So my podcast partner, Sue Kalinske, is doing a triathlon, kind of a mini triathlon, and she's swimming in Long Beach, and I keep saying, no, you don't, there are sharks out there, are you not afraid? She says there aren't sharks in the bay. Is that true?
Yeah,
that's okay?
Yeah, the water, Michael, is too warm for sharks, right?
Where you get that from? You got warm water in the Bahamas and sharks are everywhere.
So you think there's sharks in Long Beach
sharks
Harbor?
Everywhere, buddy.
Yeah.
Tell Sue it's been nice knowing
her. Knowing you, Sue.
No, I mean, she might be safe because they actually have a Bay Area swimming. There are known sharks in the Bay and the San Francisco Bay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you put on one of those wetsuits and you look like a seal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I would worry about it.
But tell her if she's going to be in a crowd of people, the shark could have a lot of choices. It wouldn't be just
correct.
Her.
Yeah, exactly.
So the odds are less. She'll get
bit. Exactly. So is she doing like run, bike, swim? Or
yeah,
just
she's doing
swim?
All three. It's a 4 mile run. It's a 1 mile swim.
So it's a mini triathlon.
It's a mini triathlon. Yeah. And then 10 miles. She's 65 years old. That's pretty good.
Why don't you do it?
Mace? No way.
Yes, could she's 65.
Sue Kalinske. No way.
Yeah, 65.
I would have guessed she was 50.
Yeah, no, 65, and she's doing a triathlon.
And
I'm
maybe 45.
Yeah. Could I do it, Michael?
For her.
At your own pace. You're not going to win it, of course, but just at your own pace.
I could absolutely do it. Right. I'm a decent swimmer.
Mm-hmm. You are not a decent swimmer.
I am a decent swimmer.
I made
it to one side and came back to the other. Right. That's called a decent swimmer.
Mason and I at USC does this thing called Swim with Mike for charity, and Mason and I did a match race. And so, Michael, you went down and back.
Right. Okay? 50 meters down and back?
Yeah.
Or 25 meters down and back.
I think it was 25,
I
right?
I think it was 25.
No, we swam in the Olympic-sized pool.
Yeah, no.
So is that 50?
That's 50.
All right. So we jump in. The one thing I did enjoy about this, my favorite thing about the whole thing, Mason wore the Rodney Dangerfield bathing suit from
back
to school.
Right, because I wanted to be dynamic in the water.
Look the part.
Yeah, exactly.
So they say, ready, set, go. I take off thinking Mace is going to be fast.
Did you dive in the pool?
Yeah, we both dove in. I hit the wall. I flip turn. Mm-hmm. I go back. And as I'm going back, here's Mason passing me on the way up.
You were lapping him almost?
I lapped him and we only had one lap.
Did you really lap me?
Yeah, pull up the video. It's on video. Social shot it.
Did he lap me?
Yes. He was so far ahead of you that I think
he
slowed down.
I actually, at one point on the way back, I just sort of like laying on my back.
Yeah, started floating. Like,
okay, but so Michael, tell me if this is fair. The idea was, we're just going to go swim. I hadn't been in a pool.
It was a match race.
Hadn't been in a pool in a long time.
Right.
Ireland went and trained. He went and trained with Francisco Pinto's wife, who apparently is
Rachel, who's a competitive swimmer.
A competitive swimmer.
And she swam with me for 4 weeks in a row and taught me how to swim
so
fast.
He had that advantage over me.
Right.
I was just flopping in the pool for the hell of it. John, meanwhile, is ready for the Olympics.
Well, that's the breaks of the game. That's like a boxer who's training for the fight and the other one who didn't. What's going to happen?
Right, yeah.
So you knew you were in for a fight. You knew you were in competition. You should have prepared
yourself.
Next
time I'm going to train.
There you go.
Next time
you'll
I'm going to train.
Next time
whatever the next thing is, I'm going to train for it.
There you go.
Ireland.
Okay, good.
Except for pickleball. I'm not going to train
why don't
for
you guys
pickleball.
I have not picked up a pickleball racket at all, and this thing is like less than 3 weeks away now.
You know what I'd like you guys to challenge each other
What's
with?
What's that?
Bench press.
Oh, a bench press. I got nothing in
you
me.
You got nothing?
Nothing.
I'm not a big weightlifter. You would be close.
Could you do 145? That's like $225.
I can do 145.
I'm going to the gym tonight. I'll find out what
that's
I can do.
That's 245 plates on each side.
That's as
145
much. I can only do five of those, though. Once I get five of them, I can't do anymore.
Right. All you got to do is one. We're just talking about one rep.
Yeah, I can do one.
Yeah. I'm going to check at the gym tonight.
Okay.
See what I can lift. Yeah. See what I can bench press. By the way, it's the Blue Review. It's back. Has anybody seen the Blue Review yet? It's fantastic.
You should watch it. You learn a lot about the Dodgers.
Greg, who is on the Blue Review with you this year?
So, as of right now, Parker Bell is with me. And also Marcus Grant has been joining us recently. He's done the last, four shows?
Is it kind of a rotating wheel, or is there somebody that's always on it every time?
So, me and Parker are always, and I think Marcus is always going to come on as well. But Travis comes in sometimes. Like, Mace, if you want to jump on sometime.
Yeah, what time do you do it?
9:30 in the morning. Ooh. Live.
Ooh,
no, you're doing a podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, that is one of my podcasts. Yeah. Yeah, my off-air show is definitely.
This is an on-air show.
Yeah.
So
is it? But it's on YouTube.
Yeah,
right?
It's on YouTube live.
Is it live?
Yeah, it's live.
Okay,
live from 9:30 to 9:55 on ESPN LA YouTube channel, right before Travis and Slee. So it goes right up into Travis and Slee.
By the way, Dodgers up only 7-4 now.
Oof.
Yeah, God. It's close.
Wonder what's going to happen.
But it's the ninth inning.
Very close. What's actually interesting about this is Dinelson Lamet is now on the Dodgers.
Yeah, he was. It's a minor league contract, I think. Too.
He can be good. He was down in San Diego. He had a good year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean it's not and as many arms as you can get.
Yeah. All right. 2 o'clock call of the day. Michael's here. Pepe's going to be here. Service Titan shoot around. Lakers lose against Denver again on another national TV game.
And it doesn't get any easier tonight. Oklahoma City, who has the best record in the West, is on tap for tonight.
Yeah. By the way, on Cut right now, I'm getting challenged by a bunch of people to live cash money bets. So go download the Cut app, and we're going to bet on something today.
Bet people.
877-710-ESPN for 2 o'clock call of the day. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.